Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're unpacking a question lots of us face. How do you actually choose a multi-burner grill?
It's a big one.
Right. So we've gone through a ton of sources, pulled out the really vital info. Our aim, help you cut through the smoke, find that perfect grill, whether you're, you know, just starting out or maybe looking for an upgrade. Okay, let's dive in.
Yeah, and what's really fascinating is just the sheer variety. So many options, each with its own advantages. Gas grills, for instance. People talk convenience, sure.
Yeah, they heat up fast.
Exactly. But it's more the precise heat control. It's almost instant. Less guesswork, you know, much more predictable results, which is great if you don't want a steep learning curve.
Like for someone doing burgers and veggies at the same time.
Perfect example. Mm-hmm. Think Texas backyard barbecue. Easy. Brands like Weber, Napoleon, they really nail this.
Okay. But then for that real... deep smoky flavor. That's charcoal territory, right?
Absolutely. That's where the, let's say, the craftsmanship of grilling comes in. You can almost smell those Georgia smoked ribs just thinking about it.
Huh, yeah. It's an experience guests just can't quite match.
Totally. Weber again, obviously, and Big Green Egg are huge players there.
Right. What about city dwellers? Balconies, smaller spaces?
Ah, electric grills. They're such a game changer there. Super compact, easy to use, and importantly, often usable indoors or on balconies where other types are banned.
Like in New York City or somewhere with strict rules.
Exactly. George Foreman, Cuisinart, they do well in that niche. And then pellet grills.
The best of both worlds option.
Kinda, yeah. You get the convenience, almost like gas, with automated temperature control, but you also get that real wood smoke flavor from the pellets.
Interesting. So easier smoking.
Way easier. Think California backyard, smoking a brisket without constantly fiddling with vents. Traeger and Camp Chef are probably the biggest names there.
Okay, so we've got the types covered. But yeah. You mentioned it's not just about the grill itself.
Right. Get a look at the whole picture. The full cost of ownership. It's more than just the price tag.
That's a really good point. What kind of like hidden costs or long-term things should people budget for? Things they might forget.
Well, first, the grill price itself can swing wildly, you know, a couple $100 up to over $1,000, easy. But then add fuel. Propane tanks aren't free, neither is charcoal, maybe even a natural gas line installation.
Okay, fuel. What else?
Accessories. You need decent tools, right? Tongs, spatula. A good cover is essential. Cleaning supplies. It adds up.
Any tips for saving a bit?
Oh, yeah. Definitely watch for sales. Memorial Day, Labor Day. Big retailers like Home Depot, Lowe's, they usually have pretty good deals around then. Worth waiting if you can.
Good tip. So you get the grill, you've got the gear. How do you make sure it lasts? Because nobody wants a rust bucket after one season.
Oh, absolutely not. Maintenance is, well, it's non-negotiable. Regular cleaning.
Like how regular?
Ideally, quick scrape of the grates, empty the grease trap after every cook. Seriously. Oh. Then maybe every few months, a proper deep clean, wire brush, bit of soap. Check the burners aren't clogged.
Makes sense. Protect the investment.
Exactly. And speaking of protecting it, that cover isn't just for show. Use it. Or store the grill somewhere. Sheltered garage, shed, whatever. Keeps rain off, fights rust. Think about someone in, say, New Jersey who grills all summer. They know that cover is vital.
And maybe look at warranties, too.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Good warranty, good customer support.
Yeah.
That can be a lifesaver if something actually goes wrong down the line. Peace of mind.
Okay, great advice on the long-term stuff. Let's circle back to the burners then, the multi-burner aspect. Beyond just having multiple burners, what features really matter for performance?
Okay, so number one is probably the BTU rating. That's your raw heat output. Higher BTUs generally mean faster preheating, hotter searing temps.
Getting that nice crust on a steak.
Precisely. And just as important, maybe even more so, independent burner controls. That's key.
Why is that so critical?
It lets you create different heat zones across the grill. Like you mentioned, delicate fish on low heat on one side, searing steaks on high on the other, simultaneously. Think Florida cookout. Lots of different things going. Got it. Zones are good. What else? Grates? Side burners?
Yeah, great material matters. Cast irons heat incredibly well. Great sear marks. Stainless steel is durable. Easier to clean, maybe. And yeah, things like side burners for saucepans or a warming rack. They add a lot of versatility.
Okay, so thinking about those independent zones, how does the arrangement of the burners play into that? Is linear better than circular or?
Ah, good question. People often think more burners better, but it's really about how they're set up. A linear arrangement, burner side by side, that naturally gives you a heat gradient.
Hotter at one end, cooler at the other.
Exactly, which is fantastic for that multi-zone cooking we talked about. Sear your steaks in California over high heat, gently cook veggies on the cooler side. I remember trying to do burgers and delicate veggies on an old single-zone grill nightmare. Veggies were either burnt or cold. Independent zones like linear burners give you solve that.
Okay, so linear for zones. What about circular? Circular burners, like in a kettle grill or some pellet models, tend to provide more uniform heat across the whole surface. That's really good if you're cooking, say, a big batch of chicken or ribs for a crowd, maybe in the Midwest somewhere. You want everything cooking evenly.
Right, makes sense. Different setups for different needs. So, wrapping this up, what does this all boil down to for you, the listener? Choosing a grill, it really is a journey, isn't it? Not just grabbing something off the shelf.
It really is. It's about matching the grill to your lifestyle, how you like to cook, what you want to do in your backyard or on your balcony.
Yeah, and maybe thinking bigger picture too.
Exactly. A grill often becomes, a centerpiece. It's where people gather, celebrations happen, you try out new recipes. It's more than just an appliance.
So the question is, what kind of memories do you want to build around your grill?